Chapter 22. Dustin.
Farrier's coming this week.
Dad scribbled some notes on the clipboard in his hand as we stood in the shade behind the barn.
Anyone need special attention?
I shook my head. Just the usual suspects with the usual trims and shoes. I paused. But we'll have to sedate Blue, and probably Star. Make sure the vet gets out here before the farrier so I can discuss that with her. Dad nodded and made a note. Oh, and I need to make a run to the lumberyard this week, I said. Amy said there's a few rotted posts out by the western boundary. Dad grunted in acknowledgement.
She said that mare, Ivy, I think, is halfway through some boards in one of the south pastures.
Figures, I grumbled. Maddie, too, I think.
Definitely Maddie,
Dad muttered.
Between her and that kid of hers, they'll eat this whole place before wintertime.
Joy. Well, if there's anything you need me to pick up, make a note of it.
Will do.
He nodded toward the covered arena.
What about the footing in the ring? Still want to replace it this summer, or wait until next spring?
Oh, hell, I don't know, I said. Not this month, though. Let's see how many boarders pay on time before we decide to cough up that much. And speaking of which, there's 3 mares coming in next week, 1 on Friday, 2 on Saturday.
Right,
Dad said.
We've got 4 moving out on Wednesday, so there should be plenty of room.
Perfect. Is May Johnson coming to pick up her too, or do we need to move a few out to one of the pastures?
I'll give her a call today,
he said.
I think she wanted to have the vet check both mares and confirm they're in foal before she takes them. And as long as their vet's coming out, I'll have her...
Dad looked past me, and his eyes widened. His pen slipped out of his hand and clattered on the ground.
What in the world?
What? I turned around and my heart stopped.
No way.
No way. How in the... There wasn't another blue roan horse on this farm, let alone one with a natural running walk, so there was no mistaking whose back Amy was on. Oh my God, I said. Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Yep, Dad said. That crazy woman.
I couldn't help grinning. I started toward them, walking but quickly, just barely resisting the urge to break into a jog. Because I was scared to death I'd startle Blue, but my God, there he was, being ridden, cruising along at that gorgeous running walk I'd been dying to ride. About 20 feet from me, she drew him down to a walk, then a gentle halt. I laughed, shaking my head. You're riding him, I don't believe it. Neither do I. She had tears in her eyes, and quite frankly, I was surprised I didn't. How did you... I stroked Blue's face, just to make sure he was really standing here, and I wasn't having some goddamn dream. He's... She sniffed sharply and grinned. I'd call this a breakthrough, wouldn't you? I laughed, patting Blue's neck. Yeah, I definitely would, but how? Leaning forward, she wrapped her arms around his neck. He always gets so buzzed up in the arena or the round pen, but he's so quiet out in the pasture, so I thought maybe that was the problem. Fucking genius, I whispered, still disbelieving she was really on his back. Judging by the patches of mud on her clothes and the smudges on her face, it hadn't been quite as easy as she made it look now. Raising an eyebrow, I asked, how many tries did it take? A few, she grinned. But it was worth it. She slid off his back, landing on her feet in the grass, and I threw my arms around her. The bill of her hat caught on the brim of mine and knocked it to the ground behind me, but who cared? You did it, I whispered. You're amazing. She sniffled again, and when I pulled back, she took off her baseball cap and quickly wiped her eyes, leaving a smear of dirt and tears. I brushed a smudge off her cheek. You okay? She smiled through her tears and nodded. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm... Don't even apologize, I said. If I wasn't so damned stunned, I'd probably be a mess too. Amy laughed, and I kissed her forehead before adding, I'm not kidding, you're fucking amazing.
Blue nudged us with his nose, and we both laughed as we turned to pet him.
Yeah, you're pretty amazing too, I said, patting his blue-gray neck.
Still stroking Blue's face, Amy put her arm around my waist and rested her head against my shoulder.
Thank you, she whispered, for letting me work with him. You have no idea how much this...
She trailed off, and when she sniffed, I wrapped my arms around her.
You were exactly what he needed, I said, stroking her hair.
I think he was exactly what I needed, she said softly.
I kissed the top of her head and just held on to her. After a moment, she pulled back and looked at Blue.
I'm going to go brush him and put him away.
She tussled his forelock.
I think he's earned his keep for the day.
Yeah, I think so.
She met my eyes again, and we both smiled. I touched her face and kissed her lightly.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
She raised her chin to kiss me once more. Then we let each other go so she could take Blue back to the barn. Smiling to myself, I watched them go. Blue's ground manners had obviously improved. He walked beside Amy and kept his feet to himself. He looked around, and he was aware of his surroundings, but didn't spook at his own shadow.
Amy, you're a goddamned miracle work.
A gruff, quiet cough made me cringe. As I turned around, I said,
Dad, it's... I wasn't born yesterday, boy.
He shoved one hand into the pockets of his dusty jeans as he came closer, and he gestured with his clipboard in the direction Amy had taken Blue.
So don't tell me that wasn't what it looked like.
I wasn't going to tell you that. I knelt and picked up my hat off the ground.
It is what it looks like.
And there it was, the disapproving sigh he and my mom both had down to an art form.
You know that girl's got some kind of history, he said. You know she does.
Oh, believe me, I know she does. That doesn't make her a leper, I said. She's got a history, but so do I.
Yes, you do, he said. And don't tell me you think that history has nothing to do with the fact that you keep getting tangled up with women like her.
I gritted my teeth.
I wasn't born yesterday,
he went on.
And neither were you.
Dad, for God's...
You're a grown man, he said, putting up his hands. You do what you want, but...
He pointed toward the barn again.
You be careful of her, son.
I already know she's going to leave eventually, I said.
I'm well aware of that.
His eyebrows jumped.
And you're still...
Yes. I'm well aware of how it's going to end. He didn't speak. He looked at me just like he always had whenever he was trying to decide if I was bullshitting him or not. And it took everything I had to keep looking him in the eye. After a moment, he gave a sharp, curt nod.
Well, just remember what I said. Be careful.
I will. He held up his list of everything he needed to pick up or check on this afternoon.
I'd best get going. This list ain't gonna do itself.
I laughed. No, it won't. I should get some horses ridden myself. With that, Dad headed back to the barn, and as soon as he was out of earshot, I released a heavy sigh. He was right. I knew he was. I knew that from the beginning. When I said all that to him, though, I wasn't lying. I knew it was true and meant every word. Only problem was, while I may or may not have convinced my father, I hadn't moved an inch toward convincing myself it was all true enough that I should cut my losses and get out. Before she's going to leave eventually became she's gone, because I knew that was inevitable. But knowing that and convincing myself I wasn't falling for Amy were two very, very different animals.